Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your servants, come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to look down upon us and love us and care for us as your very own. We come, dear Father, because we are standing up straight in a world that's full of turmoil, that's full of trouble, men with murder and madness in their hearts, and those who don't think Jesus Christ is a good symbol to follow. So we're asking you to help us, dear Father, to continue to show the world your Son and everything he stood and died for, and let the world know that we belong to him and him only. We come asking you, dear Father, as we stretch out our hands and our voices toward heaven, that you will help us to continue to preach the word. You see, Father, we've undertaken that worldwide task, and we're teaching through the radio and every method we can to spread the word of God. We know, dear Father, that there's too many who used to walk with us, who turn and don't walk with us anymore. Those who have fallen in love with this present world, those who seek Satan and all that he has to offer them. But help us to come in contact with these souls and teach and preach to them the word of God. Let us teach it so boldly and so forcefully that every man and woman will come back with a repentive spirit and asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who continue to remain on the battlefield, those who are trying their best to make heaven their home. Guide and love and continue to keep them. Help them to understand that there is a mansion waiting for them. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go through this land and country, that we will do all that we can when we come in contact with these lost souls to preach and teach to them the mighty word of God, the word of God that can save souls. So we're not ashamed of the gospel, Father. We're going to preach it every chance and every way we can. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go through this land and country, that we will humble ourselves, extend a hand and an arm of love to all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Help us to teach and preach to them what thus saith the Lord. Then let us come and lay our burdens at the foot of the cross so Jesus Christ can know that we belong to him. We're also asking, dear Father, for all of those who are sick, those who are shut in, those who can't do for themselves. Let us, your children, go to these souls, preach and teach and love them, teach them what thus saith the Lord, and help them to stand firm on the word of God so they can make heaven their home. We also come asking, dear Father, for all of those who could have been here and chose not to be here, and those who wanted to be here and couldn't. We're asking you, dear Father, to strengthen them and help them come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we, your servants, travel in this world, help us to continue to reach all of those lost souls. Help us to continue to preach and help us to continue to spread the word of God. By this, we will know that we are your children. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we go, you will continue to love and care for us. Continue to guide us and help us to do the things that we should and ought. And when it comes time for us to quit this busy walk of men and you call us home, grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name, now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.